MAGA voices are turning on Trump. After a primetime address many of his own supporters called pointless, on Wednesday night, the president interrupted evening television for a politically charged speech. He blamed Democrats for the nation's economic troubles and announced a $1,776 Christmas bonus for U.S. troops. Before the address, rumors had swirled, fueled by Tucker Carlson that Trump might declare war with Venezuela. Carlson himself, one of the most vocal Republicans against such a war, quickly called the idea reckless. But what viewers got was something else entirely. A speech heavy on familiar talking points, few solutions, little comfort to families struggling with rising costs of groceries, housing, and utilities. Even staunch MAGA voices were unimpressed. Matt Walsh called it perhaps the most pointless primetime presidential address in American history. Another influencer wrote, "Remember when Biden told us how great things were, and we all rejected it? Trump is doing the same thing." Meanwhile, inflation remains high, the job market weakened by his tariffs, yet Trump insisted a warrior dividend for 1.45 million service members would soon arrive. "Checks already on the way," he said. The $1,776 figure, a nod to the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, represents about $2.6 billion in total. The speech itself was shorter than a typical rally, but no less partisan. Trump stood in the White House's diplomatic reception room, two Christmas trees behind him, a portrait of George Washington looking on. 11 months ago, I inherited a mess," he declared. "I'm fixing it. We are poised for an economic boom the likes of which the world has never seen." Yet his approval ratings continue to sink. Polls show most Americans are unhappy with his handling of the economy. Prices have surged, hiring has slowed. With the 2026 midterms looming, Trump tried once again to shift the blame, warning that health insurance premiums could rise as subsidies from the Affordable Care Act expire. He proposed sending payments directly to policyholders instead of insurers, rejecting Democratic efforts to stabilize the market. The nation is settling in for Christmas, but Trump's holiday message was less about unity and more about division, even among his own supporters. The cracks are showing,